one of the problems that the ELC has is what theologians have called gospel reductionism, where, in fact, you forget about the law and you forget about the Trinitarian faith, the whole Trinitarian faith, and you restrict the gospel to the justification. And justification then stands as the only item upon which the church stands. Now, Luther and the Lutheran tradition have talked about justification as the belief teaching upon which the church stands, but it's never said it's the only one, because without the full Trinitarian faith, justification doesn't make any sense. And I'm often confronted with that argument when I argue with ELCA people about the doctrine of marriage and the sexual ethic in general, Christian sexual ethics, because one of their responses is always, well, as long as we agree on justification, the gospel, we can disagree on all these other things. Well, that's not true. The confessions are much more broad than just the doctrine of justification. So I think that's probably the card that she was playing, kind of a gospel reductionist card.